My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
My name is Walter Hartwell White. I live at 308 Negra Arroyo Lane, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87104. This is my confession.
And you're listening to Best Quality Vacuum, the duck feed show about Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul, and El Camino.
Yeah, and this week we're talking about Confessions, an episode that was written by Jennifer Hutcheson, directed by Michael Slovis, and it originally aired on August the 25th of 2013.
And showed up at Blockbuster Video in 1994 as Steven Seagal's Confessions.
Rated R.
Rated R. we're continuing the trend. We're in the this stretch where everything's picking up basically right away. Picking up right at the end of Buried. Mm-hmm. We're getting cliffhangers this season, literal cliffhangers. Hank went in and talked to Jesse. That's where he left it, and that's where we're going to pick up.
Yeah, it's kind of a Jesse focus episode. In a way, with a major moment that happens with the escalation and conflict between Hank and Walt. Walt does, I think, one of his more like evil genius things here. Emphasis on both words, I guess.
So this is definitely evil and genius that he does it. I have a sense that the idea for this came up when they're on the floor and Skyler's like, I don't think Hank knows as much as he thinks he does and stuff. It's not said, but I wonder if Skyler had any part in this because she wrote the gambling story and this is a fiction and that ties into a character trait she had in the first season that they forgot about. this feels to me a little Skylery.
It does feel, it feels like a collab at the very least.
Not trying to, hopefully my history on this podcast has spoken well of me that I'm not like put things at the blame of Skyler. I'm not doing that like bad Breaking Bad viewers do.
Yeah.
But this does feel a little Skylery. Mm-hmm. And it's real insidious.
Yes. Yeah. We're talking about the confession tape that Walt that Walt films. We're gonna talk about
evil
later.
DVD.
Yeah. The evil DVD, which has led to some of my favorite edits.
Yes.
Just Hank and Marie watching different things.
What if a DVD-R was for bad?
Actually, they are really bad. They fail a lot, so.
Yeah, it sucked. I remember that, the very brief period of DVD burners.
Mm-hmm. Oh, don't even get me started on DVD-RWs. Come on.
Yeah, doesn't work. That's a fucking lie. Jesse's the main focus of this. We get two really great signature scenes with Jesse in this. He's figuring out the degree to which Walt has manipulated him.
Yeah.
A little magically. Like it's one of those intuition leaps, like Gus and the car bomb as a thing. But it leads to really like an amazing performance from Aaron Paul.
Oh, yeah.
He won his third Emmy for this. He earned it. I love him in this episode.
The fury on him and just how much Jesse looks like his world is crashing in around him.
Nothing.
Communicated without words most of the time.
The scene in the desert that he gets before that is one of my all-time favorite scenes in the show.
Mm-hmm.
The, like, can you stop working me for a minute? I think is one of my favorite Walt Jesse moments.
Yeah.
And I just think is so dramatically rich and everything that's going on in it.
Yeah. I don't, just awards, Emmys, whatever. Right. Also I feel like highlighting it when it feels like it's earned. And I was like, oh yeah, this definitely would be the submission episode for Jesse, for Aaron.
That's a good point. Like I don't, when somebody I like gets a, I'm like, yeah, go good for them. But no one's ever been like, oh, this is Emmy award winning. And I've been like, I want to watch that more.
Yeah.
I basically don't give a shit. Mm-hmm. I guess. Yeah, it's good for them. I know they like it.
I'm indignant that Better Call Saul never even got like a they got nominations, but they never got wins, right?
It's
Rhea
Seehorn very specifically didn't.
Yes.
Ray, I think is how you actually pronounce her name.
Mm-hmm.
But the never actually won, which was a slap in the face.
Yes.
But again, like it's a weird, it's like when you see a turtle like scratching its back on something, and like all you can think is just like, they like it. Hell yeah. That's what happens when Aaron Paul's like, somebody's like, hey, you won the award. He's like, thank you. And he seemed kind of proud. Uh-huh. It's like watching a turtle scratch his back on something. I'm like, yeah, go Aaron Paul.
Yeah. That's a weirdly accurate description.
This means something in your world. you know, and I can vaguely understand, but I don't have a shell. Uh-huh. I'm not an actor, you know?
Oh, man. Another piece of trivia on this. For some reason, they got the who was a person who was the chairman of the clothing company J. Crew.
Sure.
At the time, has a cameo at the car wash this episode. He's a customer who corrects Skylar about some change she gives mm-hmm. him because, you know, she's her mind is elsewhere.
Yeah, and he's it's the contrast, the honest customer versus the criminal Skylar, the criminal car wash owner.
Oh, do you want to expand that? Do you want to do a video essay on that?
Yeah,
do
you want, time, it's time do, for do, it. Do you want this a is Webby? Genius, and here's why.
Do you want a Webby, Gary?
I do want a Webby. The Breaking Bad iceberg begins here.
his one line saying, you gave me a 5 instead of a 1, took him 9 takes incredible. To get right.
It's one of those things where, like, if you get you have enough influence, you can just say you're a fan of something and want to be in it.
Uh-huh.
In a way that's really sweet. In a weird little bit of crossover, in the morning I've been watching with breakfast the Comedy Bang Bang TV show.
Okay.
Which is not necessarily, there's a reason why I haven't brought it to Quackstack. Like, it's hit and miss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, big time. But they do an episode that's a parody of the old Batman show. And for some reason, Vince Gilligan is the Commissioner Gordon.
Oh, no.
And he's not good in it or anything, but I just get the sense that, like, he liked it and uh-huh. they liked him. And they're just like, hey, get Vince Gilligan to come do this little bit where he eats a hot dog and is Commissioner Gordon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vince Gilligan has a cameo in an episode of Community where he is he plays like a cowboy host of for a VHS board game called Bag of Bullets, I think is okay. what it's called. And it's him doing kind of a rootin' tootin' voice, like, fast forward 2 minutes to get to and just like explaining these complicated rules on it.
That's very funny. That's a great thing. I got to Liv, who is not a Breaking Bad person but loves X-Files.
Uh-huh.
I've been trying to slowly, you know, get her into Vince Gilligan.
Get her pilled.
Through X-Files. Yeah. And letting her know that he has a country mouse accent, like, did a lot of charm work. Nice. I was like, yeah, he sounds like a somebody who's like a Southern lawyer. He sounds a little bit like somebody, like the one guy who's going to stand up for the X-Men in the South. <You know?
laughs> And, come on, guys. They didn't ask for his powers.
Yeah. Yeah. We're all human here, you know, and just like, aw, little Vince Gilligan, you know, love him.
Love him.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Yeah, we've got Todd calling Walt from a parking lot to tell him about their difference of opinion with Declan and their change in management.
Yeah, him just letting him know. Feels like you should know.
He also has like a thing here, just a wonderful little Todd thing where he's like, haven't talked to you in a while. I guess you're busy with the time.
You're busy retirement.
Well, anyway. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You're busy with your retirement. Yeah. You're busy being retired, I think, is what he actually says. True. Good. I like this scene a whole lot.
Uh-huh.
One of the things that it's interesting, again, contrasting the Nazis with how other people in the show act.
Yes.
One of, you know, them being kind of straight shooters in terms of a deal,
mm-hmm.
you know, is an interesting subversion. I'm going to say something. I don't think it's true of regular Nazis. I think they should all die.
Uh-huh.
They're nice.
Yeah.
They like each other?
They do like each other. They do kind of eye fuck the waitress, though.
a little bit, but also they're just like, thanks, darling. And they don't like do a bunch of, you know, they're not like contrast with like the cousin or the twins, right? Like they're just like, they can operate in society.
Yeah, this is true.
You know, it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
So we go inside, Jack and Kenny, and Todd is telling Jack and Kenny about the methylamine heist.
Mm-hmm.
And just like, you know, bragging.
Uh-huh.
Like it's real great. He's talking about how tight the operation is. He really respects Walt, you know, which is something that's going to come up later. Talking about jumping off the train stuff. Oh, like, you know, like in Hooper.
Yeah.
You know, and just it's great, great little bits of detail.
Like, yeah. Jack going like, or Kenny like, oh, like in Hooper. Great movie. Well, he jumped from a helicopter in that one. Ah, same thing.
Yeah, but well, whatever, you know. And Jack kind of gives him the eye and says like, hey, are you ready to run your own lab? You mm-hmm. think you can do this? We're going to set you up. He says, yes.
Yeah.
They go to the restroom and they're complaining about the nanny state. You know, Kenny says if he sees a kid with a bike helmet, he wants to beat the shit out of him.
For his own good.
For his own good. Yeah. Just kind of reminding you they got bad politics.
Right.
But Jack cleans some blood off his boot.
Yeah.
It just came from the Declan experience.
Mm-hmm.
And they drive back to New Mexico. One of the other things that I think is interesting in contrasting them, and I don't think this is as subversive, you know, like it is making them kind of, you know, not schemers,
yeah,
and making them exist in polite society. They're super not careful.
Oh, no, not at all.
Like, imagine how this operation, like transporting the dimethylamine back, would be like under Mike.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'd be under the cover of night or in like a certain, and they just drive it back.
Yeah, they're driving it back, like, on a main road. Yeah.
It's weird. They're just kind of immune to suspicion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's an odd choice.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. They're not as good at that part. And this scene is underlining that, you mm-hmm. know, oh, Walt had it all planned out. No one knew they were robbed. It was really clean compared to the fucking massacre we just did.
Yeah.
You know, that was exceedingly not clean. But I think that if the show went on long enough, like in this timeline, if you're going to keep following it mm-hmm. and they didn't all get killed, they would get caught for that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It's the show has been making crime boring and tedious mm-hmm. the whole time, and the Nazis just go for it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Maybe there is some camouflage in the audacity of it, too. Like, oh, you wouldn't do that. Nobody would do that. Yeah.
And the, you know, there's no attention on them, mm-hmm. so they're able to do a little bit of that. But, like, it's just weird. They just have this compound where they don't have to worry about any of the shit that, like, Gus spent decades worrying about.
Yeah.
To try to figure out. Like, they're just like,
Jack,
who gives a shit?
Jack is also walking around with a huge swastika eagle tattoo on his neck, yeah, too.
That's true. And all the other tattoos, every single one of them looks like, ugh. They're all those tattoos.
Don't know about that one.
Yeah. Well. So we pick up in the interrogation room with Hank and Jesse. Mm-hmm. Hank turns off the camera and he says, listen, I know that Heisenberg is Walt.
Mm-hmm.
And this snaps Jesse out of it.
Yes.
You know, he's you know, freaking out a little bit. He's kind of zoning out. He's like, oh yeah, that's the look.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Hank tries to work him a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's working Jesse. Listen, I'm more interested in Walt than you, you know, mm-hmm. and I'm guessing that there's trouble in paradise. You guys don't get along anymore.
Yeah. You know, happy people don't go throwing, you know, millions of dollars out the window. Right.
Yeah.
And Jesse is not complying, you know, just says, eat me. You know, why don't mm-hmm. you beat this out of me? Isn't that more your style? And,
yeah.
you know, Hank makes an observation saying, oh, he, you know, he really did a number on you, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. Even though, like, that is a true thing. Like, this is an echo of Mike,
mm-hmm.
you know, being like, you have loyalty, but maybe for the wrong person.
Yeah.
Through this. At the same time, also, though, Hank did just extrajudiciously beat the shit out of him.
Oh, like, God, yeah. Yeah.
Jesse has a lot of reason not to. Hank says, listen, I know how you're feeling. I get it. Like, mm-hmm. Walt lied to me. My own fucking brother-in-law tried to use me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you want to talk to somebody who gets what this feels like.
Yeah.
And Jesse says, not to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, maybe I do, but not to you.
Fuck you. Give Skylar another chance.
Yeah, exactly. And then we could add the Jesse and Skylar talk if he had talked to her.
Yeah.
Saul comes in. You know, he sends the blowjob brothers away. threatens a civil rights lawsuit. Hey, do you, you know, learn about the history of this guy with my client
mm-hmm.
Here. And he's here after the fact.
Yes.
He never got called.
Bro.
You know, just like, what the hell are you thinking, Jesse? Like, you never called me. You didn't talk to me about that money thing.
Mm-hmm.
What is going on? Yeah. Why'd you do this?
He's in containment mode here, right? He's trying to keep everything from falling apart. You know, just, hey, and did you hear about Hank's little discovery? By way of trying to say, like, okay, how much did he tell you? But also, how much did you tell him?
Yeah. You know, tell me you didn't talk.
Mm-hmm.
We cut immediately to Walt on the phone with Saul.
Yeah.
You know, and Walt's just saying, get him out. I'll handle it.
Yeah.
Junior gets home and Walt goes and tries to put on some makeup to cover the bruise he got from Hank.
Yeah.
When Junior says, hey, I'm actually heading out. I'm going over to Hank and Marie's. Marie needs help with the computer.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm going to go ahead and stay with dinner. And this is part of, like, the game
mm-hmm.
they're playing. Marie's being a little Gus.
Yeah.
You know, trying to game him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Junior's a piece on the board, right?
Yes.
And although I do think with Marie specifically, it is a genuine concern.
Yeah, it is genuine concern, but it's still, like, subterfuge.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, yeah.
You know, and Walt goes to stop him, and Junior notices the big black eye with poorly matched foundation over it. It's who do you think you're pulling one over on, bud?
Wait, he does it in like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard shit. It's also a thing where I understand people can do great things with makeup
uh-huh.
and stuff. I have seen cover up things on blemishes and stuff that
you
it draws a lot of attention that would have been better just to have the blemish.
Yeah, probably. You Yeah.
You know, like that just doesn't look like, it looks uncanny and weird.
Mm-hmm.
The people using those, I guess like right now, pimple patches are real in.
Oh, huh.
The and
like little those, stickers you can put over.
Yeah. They're like little stickers for pimples and like, they don't look like a pimple, but they, God, do they draw your eye to them?
Mm-hmm.
You know, more so than a like, pimple would.
It's like, oh, here's like a uniformly colored patch of skin in a way that like, you know, you might not consciously say, oh, there are blood vessels under this. This is clear.
Yes.
You know, like skin is or can be, yeah.
It's like a Streisand effect for your face.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Everyone's putting Streisand effects on their face. Like it just, my eyes immediately go to them. I'm like, oh, you're hiding something.
I would immediately like pick at that if I knew it was on my face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird. But Walt comes out to stop him and Junior says, you know, what happened? And he goes, listen, I want to tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. You know, I fell down.
Yeah.
I passed out because I'm back on chemo. They found a little black spot on my lung.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay. I'm getting treatment again.
Yeah.
And Junior is absolutely devastated.
Yeah.
This is one of those things that is the greatness of the crapulence of Walt, where this mm-hmm. is both truth and manipulation.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't want him to leave, but also this is a true thing he said,
mm-hmm.
you know,
it's a,
all of Junior's devastation is real.
It's a limited hangout is what they call this in the conspiracy world. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Walt gives him something. I know it wasn't written this way, but with time, I have come to recognize the, what would really help me out is if we all stayed positive. If somebody says that to me, I would fucking like yank the rug out from under them.
Yeah. It's a real, you know, give up in advance.
Yeah.
Put yourself away in advance
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. Hank gets home where he says, hey, you know, is Junior with you? Why would he be?
Mm-hmm.
And Marie wants to know like, hey, how did telling the DA about this go? And Hank says, yeah, I didn't tell him. Like, listen, get off my back. I need to chase down some leads.
Yeah.
You know, don't tell me how to do my job.
Yeah. Marie with very reasonable concerns. Like,
yes.
Oh, if he did this, then the tape probably would have less power. Right.
Maybe. I don't think Marie's necessarily right during this. I think that when Hank is like, you know, I would get this, you know, I have one shot at this.
Yeah.
So I have to have evidence. Like I understand that thinking.
Yeah. I understand the thinking too, but also it's like it, as time passes by trim too, like, oh, there's no way he's keeping his job, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
Marie is right for differing levels of success, I guess, or different ideas of what success in this means. Right.
Yeah, it's a weird thing where it's like the no evidence thing is fucking tough.
Yeah, yeah.
To get around. It's what makes this so cool, the second mm-hmm. part of the season. Like, it makes the face off. So
yeah.
And I like this as a expression of, like, just get out ahead of it is generally good advice. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's a PR advice, but it's not a law advice.
Yeah.
You know? And this also, this was shot and set in a time when we had law.
True.
So yeah. Like that it ends up being a little bit different. Like right now we're just like, yeah, of course you just say it because like nobody gives a shit. Everything's fake.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time this came out, like it would matter if there's evidence.
Yeah.
It was not post-evidentiary United States
mm-hmm.
like it is now.
No, it wasn't just, hey, I really want this, so it's legal.
Yeah. Like it's a sci-fi mm-hmm. TV show. Because we live in hell.
Yeah.
It's a fantasy world. Mm-hmm. Where there are laws. Skyler sits down, says, are you sure about making this tape? You know, and Walt goes, you know, it's the only way. And he starts the tape just with his name and address, just like in the pilot, and says, this is my confession.
Yeah. Commercial break, leaving you out, you know, leaving you dangling here. And then sometime later, Hank and Marie meet Skyler and Walt at this crowded Mexican restaurant.
Yep. It's time for Hank and Walt to both wear sensible shirts during this. I like a lot. Walt's sensible sweater is great.
Uh-huh.
And this is a crowded restaurant that, you know, makes sense they would meet there. They, you know, they don't want to, you know, keep everybody in check
mm-hmm.
Around the stuff. But also it's a crowded restaurant.
Yeah.
Which means there are people here and also they're served like a restaurant.
Yeah. And it's like the particular kind of restaurant where a guy named Trent will come up and very energetically offer you a margarita tower.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. You know, and a couple of marg towers for the table. And it's amazing how shittily they deal with this.
Uh-huh.
It's exceedingly easy to get a little extra time from a waiter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And the easiest way to get a waiter off you is just to order food.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Which they could have done and they don't have to eat it.
Nope.
You know, like, but they're acting so fucking suspicious. It's very funny.
Yeah, they're being real Lydias about it, I think.
Super Lydias. You know, Hank says, "Are you here to confess?" And Walt goes, "I have nothing to confess."
Yeah.
You know, and they're kind of negotiating at this point. This is Walt and Skyler giving Hank and Marie their last chance to come up with a version of this that works for everybody.
Yes.
You know, is the idea. Marie says, "No, you know, get the kids out. Yeah. There's an opening move. Flynn and Holly should be at our place."
Yeah.
You know, that's your trick, trying to lure him. I wasn't trying to lure him, you know, going back and forth. And they're playing moves against each other.
Yes.
At this.
Yeah. And Walt plays what's probably his strongest card here, using their affection and concern for Walt Jr., you know, against them. You know, saying like, "Hey, this investigation will destroy our son. You know, why tear this family apart?"
Wait, and it's like it's the Walt trick, right?
Yeah,
because he's being manipulative, but it's true.
Mm-hmm.
This would really upset Junior.
Yeah,
it wouldn't be Hank and Marie's fault that it upsets Junior, but that is the action that would happen.
Mm-hmm. There's good.
I was gonna say, and the response that Hank and Marie have to any of this is all just accusations of hypocrisy.
Yeah.
Like, weirdly enough, from a practical level, they have less leg to stand on.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying things like, "Don't you talk to me about family."
Yeah.
Or like, "I can't trust you, you're lying."
Yeah.
They're not, you know, "How dare you use the word right?" They're not saying, they're not countering the points. Practically, you don't have to hand it to him, but Walt is right.
Yeah.
"I'm going to die of cancer. If you left this alone, Junior would be happier. He would end up inheriting all this money."
Mm-hmm.
"For the greater good, the best thing you could do is leave this alone. The damage is done."
Yeah. Like weirdly, all that Hank has to stand on is morality.
Yes.
And Walt is kind of saying like, "Oh, you can't bring a moral victory to like a scheming fight." Right.
Yeah.
Like, that's just, you know, we're on different terms here.
Well, and like, what does a moral victory do when it actually, you know, what points are you getting when it's actually gonna have these practical effects on people you care about?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I've given up, the journey of Walt has been inviting other people to give up their morality the same way he has.
Yes. Yeah.
And this is one of the stronger arguments he has for it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it'd be better off for Hank if he just chilled the fuck out.
Yeah.
An ending of this show, like, if everything ended right here, if Hank just stopped, everyone gets a fucking happy ending.
Yeah. If we just get estranged, if Walt leaves the state.
Like, yeah. Yeah. Or, I mean, he wouldn't even have to leave the state. He just stays there and he dies.
Yeah.
You know, he wouldn't have to do the disappearing thing. He stops.
Yeah.
He stops. And it would have, everyone would have been literally happier. Like, it's one of, it's similar to the Nazi thing where it's like, one of the things that makes this so dramatically deep is that Walt's wrong morally. You hate him. He's fucked up constantly. He's a shithead. He is right here, though. Mm-hmm. Like, he is correct. If you just chilled out, we wouldn't have to. You could say, like, "Hey, the family is torn apart. Yeah. You don't want to see me." That's fine.
Yeah.
But you don't ruin Junior's life. You don't ruin Hank's life, as we're going to find out.
Yeah.
You don't ruin everybody's life.
Mm-hmm.
You don't ruin Jesse's life. Everybody ends up okay.
Yeah.
Just chill the fuck out.
There's a fun little character thing here. Marie is refusing to call Junior, refusing to say Walt Jr. She's saying Flynn, which I think is telling here. Also, you know, Walt's like, "Why tear this family apart?" Trent comes up. "So how about that guacamole? We make it right here at the table."
Yeah.
We get a little
bit of guacamole.
Yeah. You know?
And they just sit there and stare at their water glasses until he leaves. The absolute master manipulator can't say, "We need 5 minutes. You know, we need some more time with the menu."
Yeah. Let us catch up a little bit.
Yeah. Like, the, you know, absolute master human manipulator can't say, you know, anything about this. Skyler says, you know, "Whatever you think that he did, it's not an ongoing situation. It's in the past. There's nothing to go after here. They have to understand that it's not an ongoing concern." And this is where Marie just says, "You're probably lying about that."
Yeah.
Which, like, fair, but also isn't, we know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, and then Walt says, "Listen, you know, we can't put this on top of Junior, on top of everything. He just found out the cancer's back. It's not right."
Mm-hmm.
And Hank goes, "You don't get to use the word right." Again, I don't think it's a very strong argument in terms of effect.
Yeah.
Here, you know, was it right to run a drug empire? Like, yeah, no.
No.
But again, there's a past. you know, a past and future kind of element here that is hard to ignore.
Yeah. I do like Mr. Empire Business saying it's not a drug empire.
Yeah. It wasn't a drug empire. It was more of a drug startup.
Yeah.
More of a drug co-op. This whole all comes to a head where Marie tells Walt to kill himself. I like this. Walt goes, what? You know, like almost like he didn't hear it. You know, just kill yourself. Like, you're saying this all ends with you. There won't be anything to prosecute once you die. Just end it now. The whole thing can just go away.
God, I love Dark Marie.
Yeah, it's good. It's really good. And it's just, it's a real, you know, it's the last thing she says to him.
Yep.
In the series. And Hank says, no, you know, Skyler says that's not an option. And Hank goes, no, it's definitely not an option.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to jail. There's no negotiating. You got to step up, be a man, and admit what you've done here. And this is there is no negotiation. Since there's no negotiation, Walt has to bring out the big gun.
Yes.
You know.
Gets up and leaves a DVD on the table. And Hank and Marie go home to watch this. To watch
try
this
to get
confession.
It to run, and it doesn't run like in most of the players they have.
No.
It takes a long time to get this DVD RW to get going.
Yeah, there's
eventually he has to call Walt for another copy. It's like to have him burn it again.
It's copy protection. Yeah, no, just like it's, if it really matters, you got to burn like three of them and then give all three, and maybe one of them will work.
And they ended up, they couldn't get Flynn to come over to work on computer stuff, but he did talk to them over the phone to get them to get VLC.
Yes.
Just like some kind of omni-media player that would play it.
Yeah.
Whatever kind of fucking weird file it exported as.
Yeah. What you got to do is get Handbrake, and it might take a little while. Use the double encode just to be sure you catch any errors, but yeah.
Yeah. It was, they cut all that stuff out, but there's a really long deleted scene of tech support with them working on that TV. it's really boring, actually.
Yeah.
But you got to trust the vision. Vince Gilligan. Genius. We cut to them watching the confession DVD. A little detail here is I like that they're standing.
Yes.
Like they start it and they can't, you can imagine them, they were going to sit down, but then once it starts, they're just gobsmacked.
And this is not an actual confession. This is Walt coming up with a story. This is what he will tell the DEA, saying that he was not the mastermind behind this, that it was Hank, using his knowledge and connections from the DEA to force him into being a cook for his distribution network.
And it's really smart because there's enough truth in this. There are things that actually happened.
Yeah.
He's just tweaking the details. And it's a story that makes more sense in a lot of ways than the premise of the show.
Yeah.
You know, to the outside world, it would make sense for, you know, DEA agents get corrupted, I assume.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, this is probably not unheard of that, you know, they skim off the top. They have those connections more than the very unlikely series of events that led to Walt.
Yeah.
Having these connections.
Yeah. If cops didn't do that, there would be no reason for Serpico to exist.
Exactly. This is why we have Serpicos. We birth a Serpico. So, you know, basically Hank sold Walt into servitude to Gus Fring. They had a falling out. Gus ordered the hit on Hank. Hank got hurt and Walt had to pay Hank's medical bills. Hank made Walt make a bomb to kill Fring, and Walt gives his performance here. You know, I thought about killing myself many times, but I'm a coward. You know, I'm worried that if I do, Hank will go after my family. The most recent time I tried to quit, he gave me this, and he points to the time Hank punched him, the black eye.
Yeah.
You know,
it's true. Hank punched him. Hank did give him that black eye. Check the ring imprint.
there's enough truth here to make this interesting.
Yeah.
You know, and to make it effective. And just watching this dawn, there's great facial acting from both Marie and Hank.
Yeah.
This whole bit. Until, you know, he's all I can think of is make this video and hope the world sees him for the man he really is. And Marie says, hey, get out in front of it. Get this tape to Raimi. And Hank goes, no. What was he talking about with the medical bills? That's a real specific figure, $177,000. What was that about?
Yeah.
And Marie has to confess here as well. Confessions. You know, they told me it was gambling money. You know, he paid your medical bills. He's like, oh, the insurance wouldn't have covered it. You wouldn't have walked again.
Yeah. God. And Dean Norris's performance here, the way that he says, oh Christ, Marie, you've killed me here. It's like he's like been stabbed in the gut.
Yep. And it's well-meaning, right? It's so her husband can walk. Nobody would blame you for that, but it just, it's all part of the complicated web of tragedy of this.
Yeah.
You know, fucking rough.
Yeah.
we cut over to Jesse and Saul waiting in the desert. Saul says, you know, Jesus, it's always a desert. Walt shows up, checks the wheel of Saul's car.
Yeah.
Walt asks Jesse what Hank knows.
Right.
You know, what did he want?
Yeah. And, you know, Jesse says, put some stuff together. Like, oh, yeah, I know he was acting real shady. He didn't want the other guys around. You know, he definitely hasn't told the rest of the DEA. He's on his own here.
Yeah, he doesn't know very much. Saul tries to start bringing up the cost of Jesse's stunt, and Walt sends him to go take a walk.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of here. And Walt says, this is, I love this scene so much.
Yeah. Walt just kind of sauntering over to the car to lean against it with Jesse with his hands in his pockets.
Yeah. It's again, the classic Walt thing where like, he's not wrong. Mm-hmm. This is manipulation.
Yep.
You know, but he's saying like, you know, I hate to see you hurting. It's time for a change. Like, I don't know, get out of town. Saul knows a guy who can set you up, you know, a totally clean slate. You know, I would like to do that if I were young, you know, and just have, you know, maybe you can start a family, things like that. And like, this is obviously manipulation. Jesse's going to call him on it, but it's also not untrue.
Yes.
Like where he's like, what's here for you anyway?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing, that is the best possible ending for Jesse at this point.
Yeah. He has Badger and Skinny Pete, but they're going to drag him back into drugs. Yep. You know, as much as we love them, he has an ex-girlfriend and a surrogate son who he likes but cannot be around.
Yeah, he doesn't consider himself worthy enough to be with them or anything like that. There is nothing for Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like this is good advice.
Yeah.
But it's wrong.
It's good advice, but it is also self-serving.
Yes. Like it's gross.
Yeah.
It's right. And that's the thing. I think that's why it ended up, you know, hoodwinking tons of people about Walt during the show. You know, when people start feeling people are too sympathetic for Walt, or like, oh, this guy's the hero. If everyone had just let him do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
They say that unquestionably, you know, not questioning his morals and his evil actions. That's the mistake.
Mm-hmm.
This is the dichotomy. This is the tension that I think they're picking up on.
Yes.
Like, and I love this so much. You know, he's like, that's what I would do. And Jesse starts getting upset, and he says, you know, would you just for once stop working me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I, you know, Walt's like, what? I'm not working you. He's like, you are. Can you just tell me that you need a favor?
Uh-huh.
Like, God, I fucking love that line. Can you just say, like, you need me to go away? Just tell me, fucking be straight with me. You have to get me out of here.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you don't give a shit. This isn't for me. It's either this, you're going to kill me the way you killed Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Just fucking say it.
Yeah.
And I love this too. Again, the little bit of connection there, because on some level there is still connection between Walt and Jesse.
Yeah.
Walt walking up to him and being confronted with this truth, Walt doesn't deny it anymore. Mm-hmm. He just hugs him.
Yeah.
Like, it's so fucking good.
Yeah.
You know, like, I am doing that. You called me on it, but I do need you to go. Please go so I don't have to fucking kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I do love you in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
You know,
our relationship is just so fucked up. Like, you're right. Like, our friendship is not, it's not the kind of thing where I can, because of who I am and because of our dynamic, I cannot just ask you the favor, right? Like, just, it needs to be framed as this lie, right?
So I can, you know, not just for you, but mm-hmm. also for me.
Yeah.
Like, I can't live with that. You know, mm-hmm. I've already forgotten that I killed Mike.
Yeah.
That's already just, that's all a bad dream, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think about that anymore. And he being absolutely just confronted head on with it for one of the first times, you know, from Jesse, mm-hmm. from this character, like, I can love you, but I can't respect you.
Yeah.
You know, like, you are still a tool. Everyone's a tool. I have a broken brain,
mm-hmm.
but I don't want you to die. I do want this thing that is good for you.
Yeah.
Like, it's so good. And like, mm-hmm. he hugs Jesse. Jesse doesn't hug him back. Jesse's huge range of emotions.
Yeah.
On his face is crying. Like, it's really, really good. I love this scene. It's one of my favorite scenes in the show.
Oh, yeah. The Jesse's body language as Walt approaches.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little bit like an echo of, you know, when Walt came over to give the money, right? But like, just the way he looks like a scared deer standing there. Like, he's just entirely frozen, but also like kind of like pulling or crunching inward a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's then great. There's the hug and there is no knife in the gut and then just the breaking down sobbing. Right.
Yeah.
Like, and it's still a manipulation, but it is also an acceptance of the terms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is, you know, when flashback to Jesse being, you know, being happy about Box Cutter and being like, we know where everyone stands.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a, you know, yeah, no, I got it. I'm happier. Yeah. Things are now because no one's trying to play this. No one's gaming anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, here's the message. Here's the reality.
Yeah.
Like, he also is a straight shooter.
Yeah.
You know, or wants that in his life.
Mm-hmm.
Just great scene. Fucking love it.
Yeah, and back to, it's right. Jesse would, I mean, knowing what's going to happen. Yes. He would be so much better served.
Yes.
You know, but he goes full Hank at the end of this, right? It becomes about the principle. And Jesse would be better served just by going up to Alaska. Right.
Yeah. He'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do a little spinoff where he just lives. I mean, he does eventually live in Alaska. Good. Yeah. For him. See what happens when he does it there.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe without the 6 months of being a meth slave.
Yeah. Like, that seems unpleasant.
Yeah.
You know, give me a spinoff with the Woodworking Chronicles.
Please.
You know, show me some cool boxes that Jesse made.
Oh, did you see how well he oiled that box up?
It's entirely beveled edges.
Yeah.
You know, just, you know, breaking bevels.
Ooh, dovetails. This is chamfer for days, my friend.
Absolutely. Walt goes to Skyler's office to, this is real weird. Every once in a while, like in a show, I'd be like, oh, this could have been cut.
Uh-huh.
Like, I this scene doesn't need to be here.
Nope.
He goes to take over the register. He's going to go do chemo and she's upset. And he says, don't worry, the plan worked.
Yes.
Like, we just had to see how Skylar's dealing with it. I assume she wasn't happy.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't need this. Hank is an office going through supply orders. And then Gomez comes in and says, hey, I got a bone to pick with you. You got two of my guys watching Saul's office to find Pinkman. You're going to have to tell me why.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're just my guys.
Yeah.
You know, why would you do this? And if I can't explain this to Raimi, I'm going to have to take him off the thing.
Mm-hmm.
We can't just keep harassing Jesse. If he finds out, we're going to get a lawsuit. We can't have that.
Yeah. You know, and Hank is pissed off, you know, just goes to leave for the rest of the day.
Yep. Saul asks Jesse if he's sure he wants to do this. Mm-hmm. And then he calls Best Quality Vacuum. You know, there's no take backs. We have to, our guy is punctual. You will not fuck this up for me. I can't lose this connection.
Yeah.
And it is a one-way street.
Yes. We have 1 hour and Saul starts getting the money out and Jesse lights up a joint. You know, he is self-medicating here. And Saul is really angry, saying, hey, he's not going to pick you up if you're high. Like, you can't do that here. You know, and, you know, Jesse won't hand over his, you know, his bag of weed.
Yeah. Yep. And Jesse's very upset. Like, this is a big move. Even though it is the best, you know, we all agree that Alaska Jesse would be the best possible outcome, knowing what we know. This is still a hard thing.
Yeah.
Just disappearing.
You know? Yeah. He's leaning against the desk while Saul's down in the safe, just looking lost, really.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. The idea is Huel is going to take him to the pickup spot and get out of there. Hey, do you have a phone? No, the cops took it. Saul gives him a Hello Kitty phone, you know, and he's like, and Jesse and, you know, Adai says, do I get to know where I'm going to, you know, do I get to choose where I'm going to go?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Saul says, yeah, probably, you know, so just Florida, Swedish bikini team, work on your tan.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesse goes, well, what about Alaska? you know, and, you know, Saul, you know, a different way, but yeah, okay. Uh-huh. That'd be good for you. Anywhere is going to be good.
Yes.
It's a fresh start.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he shakes his hand, you know, to Saul, like a goodbye here.
Yeah.
And as at one point during this, Saul went out to grab a bag. There's this great little bit where he's like, Francesca, do we have a bag? a money-sized bag.
I didn't catch that.
It's real funny. A money-sized bag. But he's telling Huel, he's giving Huel secret instructions here.
Yes.
When he's outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, you know, it's time to go. They say their goodbye. And as Jesse is, you know, walking out, Huel standing in the doorway, he bumps into him. He'll go, oh, excuse me. Yeah.
Yeah. If you know what you're looking for, you can actually see it happen.
Yes. Yeah.
In this. I love that it's hidden from the audience. Like, on the first time you watch this, you're never going to see that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but yeah.
Yeah.
So Jesse waits out by the big grid wall, goes to light up a smoke, but he checks his pocket and he doesn't have his weed.
Yes.
You know, he has his cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
And we get one of those, again, like the car bomb thing, a moment of intuition that's a little bit, you know, stretchy.
Yeah. You know, he's okay. This thing is missing. I bumped into Huel. And I am looking at the pack of cigarettes. You know, Jesse's got a brand. Smokers have brands. He's looking at this and he, you know, puts together that, oh, this is what happened. This is where the ricin cigarette went.
Yes. You know, Walt, who has been playing me this whole time, was not telling the truth about that. Mm-hmm. This is what happened.
Yeah.
The red van pulls up, but he just marches away. He leaves. We cut to him bursting into Saul's office, you know, immediately, you know, shoots past Huel, and starts kicking the shit out of Saul.
Yeah.
Here, Saul goes for his gun. He can't get it. Saul calls for Huel. Mm-hmm. Jesse grabs the gun and just, you know, admit it, you know, admit it. You had Huel take it from me. And at first, like, yeah, I had him take the weed. Like, I, you know, of course I did. I told you this guy's serious. And he's like, no, not that, you know, the ricin cigarette.
Yeah. You know, like you did, just you took him, you know, and God, the crazy look in Jesse's eye.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You know, say it again. Tell me one more time to calm down. Like, yeah. This is, you know, this is as close as Jesse has been to killing somebody outside of that time he killed somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and Saul says, listen, I, yes, I did it, but I wouldn't have cooperated with Walt if I knew what Walt had planned.
Yeah. He said it was to help you.
Yeah. I said it was to help you. Jesse steals his car keys and leaves. And Saul, you know, calls Walt to warn him.
Mm-hmm.
We got a big problem. Walt speeds up to the car wash. It takes a moment to compose himself.
I love
this being a move he does.
Yeah.
And then he goes and checks the pop machine because the door's not latching and gets his gun that now fires ice elemental bullets.
Yep. it does an additional 2.5% damage to fire creatures.
He can create an ice geosurface now if he shoots at the floor. And if they fail a dex check, they'll slip and lose their turn. Like, I don't know enough about guns, but part of me thinks that this gun would not just work.
There's chemicals in guns, but...
Can you shoot a frozen gun? There's chemicals in bullets. Can you shoot a frozen gun?
Let's call the Mythbusters. I don't know if the condensation will sour the powder or the blasting element, but it's a revolver. That is not like a precisely machined thing. If it was a semi-auto, like maybe the expansion and contraction would have fucked it up, but like as being a revolver, there's a higher chance maybe, but...
Who can tell? It's just very funny for him to grab an ice gun and then saying like, oh, okay, I actually have to go grab a prescription. You know, he's just an excuse to go try to find Jesse, you know, with the gun. We show Jesse speeding up to Walt's house in Saul's car, pulls out a gas can, kicks open the door and starts throwing gas everywhere.
Yeah.
And because we're in season 5, we're in cliffhanger zone.
Yes. He is just splashing that gas everywhere. It's like a 10-gallon jerry can that he has there. Those things take forever to fill up. I'm just imagining Jesse trying to maintain his anger pacing while that happens. Oh, my God.
It's also burning down Walt's house only kind of makes sense. Does he do meth in the car?
I think
can't
so.
Remember if it shows him like getting himself pumped up.
I feel like I would have made a note of that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's Jesse's not in his right mind. He's really angry.
Mm-hmm.
Burning down Walt's house would make him mad. It is a way to hurt Walt. It's also just a way to like really hurt a baby as well. Like it's not a logical move. Mm-hmm. And yes, he's very mad, but he did have to go, fill up that can.
Yes. just trying to maintain that.
Yes.
Just like, it's 2008. Like, oh, that'll be like 2250.
I'm so pissed.
Will you take a check?
Tell me it's 2250 one more time. I didn't hear you. We end on a cliffhanger because that's the season.
Yeah. And I love how they pick it up with a mystery too.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, it's fascinating. They're doing tricks. They're doing new tricks.
Yeah,
this season. Good episode.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
You know, good episode. Big turning point in the season. Also going to, you know, Hank and Jesse is fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, together we're gonna get some pairings.
Yeah.
You know, Jesse and Marie is fun, and it's all gonna end so tragically and awfully.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good episode. We're in rising action here. We're well on our way.
God, I love when action rises.
Oh, man.
Give me a rising action.
Here's the thing. A denouement just doesn't hit if the action hasn't risen first.
No. And even then, like, I'm happier in the rising action.
Yeah, yeah.
Denouements are okay.
Yeah.
You know, but, like, give me the rising action.
Please.
What can they do?
You can support us on Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv, kick us a few bucks a month, get a bunch of bonus content, support us, make these shows possible. If you like us talking about media, we have a show where we talk about horror movies. We just talked about Event Horizon, a movie we feel conflicted about.
Yeah, it's an okay movie that could have been a great movie.
Yes.
We have, I don't think we've announced this on the show. We have art coming for season two.
Yes.
We're getting near the end of Breaking Bad. I mean, it's still going to be a little bit. Mm-hmm. We're getting near the end of Breaking Bad when we switch to El Camino and Better Call Saul. We have a new artist. Mm-hmm. We're really happy with the art we have now, but we just like switching up and we like having, giving people work.
We do.
You know, try not to pull the ladder up behind us. So if we can hire people, creatives, let's do it. So looking forward to that. And we will announce that on social media and stuff. And I think it's going to be cool.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Yeah. Otherwise, tell your friends. Word of mouth is how this spreads around. Post about us. And we look forward to coming back next time.
Yeah, big thanks to Gwen.
Thank you, Gwen.
Who composed our theme music and is our producer. Mm-hmm. And until next time, I'm really glad we moved past the need for physical rewritable media.
True.